This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a fourth day of a walkout by public transit workers in the San Francisco Bay Area. Salaries, benefits, and safety concerns are crucial issues there. The strike has widened a cultural divide in the region between traffic-weary tech workers who drive the local economy and blue-collar transit workers who feel left behind. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark reports.
A BART worker's base salary is about $60,000 a year. Sounds pretty good, but it's less than a family of four needs to get by in the pricey Bay Area. And as the local tech industry booms, BART train operator Eddie Turner says people like him should get a boost, too.
We haven't had a raise in 4 years. BART has a surplus. The system works, and we're the people who make it work.
Still, many of the people who depend on that system to get to work don't have much sympathy. Richard White is the CEO of a San Francisco startup called UserVoice.com. He was on a plane somewhere over Arkansas when he emailed me a recording of his feelings about the strike. He says it wasted hours of his staff's time. His suggestion? Replace those disgruntled BART workers with robots.
And then figure out how to automate those trains so this doesn't happen again.
If I had more friends who were BART drivers, I would probably be very sympathetic to their cause.
Sarah Lacey is the founder of a tech news site called Pando Daily.
But people in the tech industry feel like life is a meritocracy and you work really hard and you build something and you create something, which is, you know, sort of directly opposite to union.
She says BART workers and techies just come from different worlds. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.